Therapy Notes is the highest rated EHR, practice management, and billing software for mental health professionals. Its all-in-one platform is designed to streamline all aspects of your practice, from connecting with clients via secure messages to scheduling, notes, billing, and more. You can trust Therapy Notes has you covered. And one of the best parts? 24/7 customer service with a live person. It's beyond easy to get help over the phone or by email at any time of day from their knowledgeable and friendly representatives. The best time to give Therapy Notes a try is now. Sign up for your free trial by going to therapynotes.com, clicking Start My Free Trial, and accessing your first 2 months free with the promo code CHAT. See why Therapy Notes is the most trusted EHR for behavioral health professionals today.
Therapists, ready to stop just listening and start doing? I offer several ways to work with me and accelerate your trauma expertise. You can join my Trauma Therapist Network membership community for ongoing support, book a one-on-one clinical consultation with me for personalized guidance, or buy my course for clinicians on supporting survivors of sexual trauma, and check out the retreats coming up in 2026. All that info and more is on the For Therapists page of Trauma Therapist Network, and you can find a link in the show notes.
Therapy Chat Podcast, episode 534.
This is the Therapy Chat Podcast with Laura Reagan, LCSWC. The information shared in this podcast is not a substitute for seeking help from a licensed mental health professional. And now, here's your host, Laura Reagan, LCSWC.
Hi, welcome back to Therapy Chat. I'm your host, Laura Reagan, and this week I'm thrilled to bring you a conversation with one of the pioneers of brain spotting, Dr. Pai Fry. Together with brain spotting consultant and Rocky Mountain Brain Spotting Institute board member Thad Fry, we discussed how Pai got started in brain spotting and how she's been part of bringing it to where it is now, an overview of the benefits of brain spotting, what Rocky Mountain Brain Spotting Institute offers, and we got into how brain spotting can be useful with OCD. Pai created a specific brain spotting setup, as it's called, for use with OCD, and she talks about how it helps the neural wiring become unstuck, potentially relieving OCD symptoms, trauma, and so many other mental health challenges. And she went into the process in this conversation. So I found that really interesting and helpful, and I hope you will too. Join us for a fascinating conversation about all things brain spotting and learn about how brain spotting can help with OCD symptoms. Just want to mention, we are all carrying a lot, whether we're helping professionals or not. And for me, retreats over the past 11 years have been hugely beneficial. So I'm now offering them for therapists and non-therapists in several beautiful international and U.S.-based locations. We're currently updating the TTN website to list all of the retreats that are coming up in 2026 and 2027, including Spain, North Carolina, Mexico, Portugal, Greece, France, and more. So if you're interested in learning more about what's coming up, be sure to follow Therapy Chat on Instagram, Facebook, and email to be in the know. We have the 11th birthday of Therapy Chat and 5th birthday of Trauma Therapist Network coming up in August, and you're going to be hearing about some huge discount offers, most special deal on TTN membership that has ever been offered since the very beginning. So if you've been considering joining TTN as a therapist, this is the time. Pay attention to the socials and your email. If you're on the email list, if you're not, please join the email list so that you can know as soon as this offer comes, because it's not going to be happening again anytime soon, maybe again in the 10th year. So thank you as always for listening to Therapy Chat. In the show notes, you will find links to sign up for the email list, follow on socials, and the Google form for letting me know if you're interested in the upcoming retreats. So thank you so much. Talk to you soon. Hi, welcome back to Therapy Chat. I'm your host, Laura Reagan, and today I'm so happy to have a guest who's returning to Therapy Chat and a guest who's not new to me, but new to Therapy Chats. And this is my two dear colleagues, Thad Fry and Dr. Pi Fry. Welcome. Welcome to Therapy Chat, Pi and Thad.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us back or having me back and having Pi. It's great to be here.
And glad to be here.
Yeah. And just to set the tone, this is not a married couple, nor brother and sister, mother and child, or father and daughter. These are two fabulous brain spotting colleagues who both have similar sounding last names, spelled differently.
Yes.
So we're going to talk about a fascinating topic, something that we've never had on Therapy Chat before, and also a perspective about this topic that we've never had on Therapy Chat before. So we're going to talk about OCD today, and this is a specialty of Dr. Pi Fry, who is a pioneer in the brain spotting world. So before we get into talking about OCD, let's start off with Pi, if you would, telling our audience a little more about who you are and what you do, and then we'll move to Thad, telling a little more about who you are and what you do, and then we'll go into our actual interview.
Well, I originally took brain spotting in 2006 with David Grant, and he came out to Boulder, Colorado, and it was great to have him here. There were only one or two of us from Colorado in the training. And I followed him all around the U.S. after phase one. And I took phase two when it was first developed, and then an intensive with him, and brought him out to Colorado to teach. And then I took over the teaching. So I became a senior trainer in 2008. And have been a major trainer in brain spotting since then.
Yes. And you're the first brain spotting trainer that many people in the brain spotting world knew of after David Grant. So that's why I call you a pioneer. And Thad, yes, thank you. And Thad, tell us a little about you.
Yeah, so we are both here in Boulder, Colorado. Pi also has her practice out of the office that we're here in Boulder, and I have an office down the road as well. And so, background, I'm an LCSW. I worked in hospice for many years, for about 20 years, and did private practice on the side. And during that time of working in hospice, I was looking for different modalities that might tap in and help somebody process grief beyond cognitive models. And I've been looking at EMDR and somatic experiencing, both great modalities as well. But a friend of mine that I worked with told me about brain spotting and said for her own journey in grief, it was very substantial, and it's the one thing that really helped her out. So I looked around and happened to have a training right here in Boulder. We used to be one of the largest hubs. Now it's really grown, which is awesome. But looked down right down the road, and I saw that Dr. Pi Fry was teaching a class, and it was like in 2 weeks. So I thought with the name, maybe I would give it a try. I should say, as you pointed out, we've been people have referred us in many different ways, and I like to share that my daughter and my son, whenever Pi comes over, they'll make sure that they tell her as she's walking in the door that she spells her last name wrong. So that's I just wanted to share that with you. But yeah, so I got introduced to phase one. Pi was my trainer, Dr. Melanie Young as well. And I had processed a lot of my own grief at that point decided to utilize that as a part of the opportunity for me to process while I was learning. And I had just a large somatic awareness and processing that I couldn't deny. So long story short, fell in love with it, went through all the trainings, became certified, became a consultant, and I utilize it with my folks that I both work in grief and anxiety and PTSD, but also I do work in performance with athletes and musicians, and it works very well in that place as well.
Yeah.
And I should say as well, I'm on the board of RMBI that PI started, and I'm the director of communications and outreach through RMBI. And I'm sure we'll talk about that more later, but definitely passionate about that project.
Wonderful. So that's the Rocky Mountain Brain Spotting Institute. And we will talk about that because one of the topics that we're, talking about today, OCD, there's an opportunity to attend a webinar through RMBI. We'll give you that information for those who are listening. We'll give you that information at the end. So now we've never talked about OCD on Therapy Chat before. And one reason is because I don't consider myself a specialist in OCD, and it is a very specialized type of work. But as a therapist, I feel like there's a lot of fear around working with OCD, and the messages that we get about that work is don't do it unless you know what you're doing because it's very specialized. But also people can be surprisingly, I would call it rigid, about the way that they believe healing from OCD can go. So let's just start off, if you would, Pi, will you tell us a little bit about why you specialize in OCD or how you got there?
Yes, and it's not my only specialty, so I'd spend some time with it. But I was never one to do exposure therapy or, you know, cognitive behavioral therapy with that. And these are two excellent ways of dealing with OCD. But I had a number of clients who had gone through various therapies for their OCD and it wasn't working for them. And that was a major issue why people came in to see me. So I was trying to figure out how to incorporate brain spotting with dealing with OCD. And for clients who say they don't have OCD, but they may say they loop in their thoughts. And so I remember my very first client clearly, it was a big issue for all of her trauma and everything. So I came up with a way of dealing with OCD and using brain spotting. And what I realized was I was helping my client develop new neural pathways to get rid of the OCD so they could take in other thoughts that weren't so obsessive. You know, the obsessive compulsive piece is such a big piece of it. And so I actually did a 4-hour training at the second International Brain Spotting Conference on OCD. And I have to laugh as I share this. About a week before I was going to do the training, I realized my mother had the worst case of OCD I'd ever seen in my life. But when you grow up in it, you're not aware that you're surrounded by it. And I have, you know, minor cases of it. I sort of loop on thoughts of what I have to do during the day. But her case was very severe. And she was actually very proud she had OCD. She was a scientist at NASA. And she felt like she was able to move on because of her OCD. Though, so what I talk about with people is I'm not here to get rid of it. I'm here to help you with the looping where you can't let go of that to do something else in your life. And so that's where it came about for looking at developing different neural pathways to let go of the OCD thought. So they now have room to take in letting go of any OCD, you know. So I do it with 3 brain spots. A brain spot on understanding that it's an issue in the brain. It's not something that they're developing. It's their brain looks different. And Dr. Daniel Amen, has done a lot of OCD, and he's taken PET scans of people with OCD, and their brains look very different than people who don't have OCD. And so I showed, you know, my clients this so they can understand it's not about their personality. It's not how they just stay focused on it and they can't just let it go. It is a brain issue. And then we have a brain spot on looking at what their thoughts are, that are ruminating thoughts that can't let go of. And then we have a brain issue on distracting things, things they love to do if they didn't have the OCD as an issue. And so we go work from those three brain spots. And OCD is where they can't let go of a thought, or they can't let go of a behavior and they have to go back and lock the doors 100 times. And that worry stays in their brain. And it can start, I have found it's relatively familial.
And okay.
Yeah. And it can just start because of an incident that occurs, or it can just slowly start over time with the OCD. So what I work on is just letting go of the obsessiveness of the thought, letting go of what they can't let go of, the ruminating thoughts that go and go.
Yeah. So you said, thank you for that explanation. And you said that there's a difference in people's brains who have OCD. And you mentioned the familial connection, and your mom had it, and you said, like, you kind of have it a little about, like, the looping thoughts.
Yeah.
And I'm curious about that. Like, does it come from, you said it might be related to an incident. I mean, we if you think about the person locking the door, it seems clear that they're afraid that they won't be safe. Like, they're afraid there's going to be someone coming inside, or that there's a danger if they don't lock the door. That's what it seems right. like.
Well, and sometimes that's not even the case when it starts to get going. Some people, it could be an illness that they have. I mean, it's something that's not always connected or related that actually starts the scenario. Though I think people in general have some anxiety to start with. But, the anxiety, regular anxiety, is nothing like the OCD anxiety. They can't let it go. They can't let the thoughts go. They can't let the behaviors go. And so that's, and there are many different ways of dealing with the OCD. I had just found, and because I wanted to connect it with brain spotting in some way.
Yeah.
That the beauty of it is just letting the obsessive thought go away. And I had many clients tell me ways they could get rid of the obsessive thought. So I use what the clients have given to me for ways clients can think about letting go of those thoughts.
Okay. So can you explain what is going on in the brain when someone is having these obsessive and compulsive behaviors and thoughts?
What I know from the reading is the worry or the mistake they make first happens in the frontal orbital cortex. Oh my gosh, I made this mistake. And what happens is it connects in with the anterior cingulate gyrus, where anxiety is a part of. And then it just sort of hyperactively goes around and around. And then it connects in with the caudate nucleus, which is in the basal ganglia. And that is where the stickiness happens, where they can't let it go. And they say that these three parts of the brain are so connected in, and they just go faster and faster. They can't let this thought go. So people are worrying about something forever. And they think it's their fault that they can't let it go, when it's really what's happening in the brain. And so what we work on is starting to let that go. And so I'll tell you one of the ways. A river guide I was working with said he thought of, looking down a fast-moving river. And I said to him, I want you to throw that thought, that OCD thought you have, into the river, and I want you to watch it go farther away from you as it's bouncing in the water until it disappears. And what happens is it feels like it's leaving the body at that point. They can feel it leave them. And then they're able to deal with not having that OCD thought going around and around. They're taking a break. They're able to take a break from it. And so that's what we work on. It's finding ways that they send the thought so they don't feel it so connected in the brain and body.
Okay. So it's kind of like they get relief from the looping and then
right.
there's possibility for something else.
Yes. And that's then when I have them think about things that give them pleasure at a brain spot. Now that you have that freedom, think about things that you enjoy in life. What are things that you would like to do if you didn't have the looping going on? And that's another brain spot for them.
Mm-hmm. I'll jump in and say, yeah. although this is not my specialty, I've utilized Pi setup and having that opportunity to take a break, as we were talking about, but also bring in things that are comforting and allowing ourselves to feel that way, because that's what a lot of brain yeah. spotting is. It's a felt sense connected with that fixed eye position, allows people to start feeling and therefore interacting and thinking differently. And so it can be a great start. And also having an eye position where we're working on, can you understand that this is a brain thing as opposed to shaming ourselves or yeah. saying we're doing something wrong? I think if people can have that buy-in to say, you know, we often have them read a chapter of a book talking about the different areas of the brain, how it's occurring, what's happening. And I think when people can go, okay, that's what my brain is doing, I think it takes away some of that idea that we're doing something wrong. Oh, this is just me. And it can be like, okay, I can believe that. Then I can believe that we can change the way that I'm interacting with this.
Yeah. When they're not holding on to the shame that there's something they're doing
yes.
that's wrong, they have no power over their brain operating. So thank you, Thad. Because yep. when I show them the OCD brain versus, as Dr. Amen says, a normal brain, it shows how much the blood flow is working in the brain. And so I show them that. I give them a copy of Dr. Amen's brain scans. And I say, your brain is working four times harder than someone who doesn't have an OCD brain. And that is the thought going around and around and around that they can't let go of.
Therapy Notes is consistently transforming the way therapists manage their practices with continuous updates designed to save money and improve efficiency. Their latest game changer, Therapy Fuel, a powerful and fully integrated suite of AI tools that streamline documentation so you can focus more on your clients. With AI features that help by generating progress notes from summaries or transcriptions, creating contact notes directly from clients' secure messages, and automated summaries of client history forms, Therapy Notes users are already reporting hours of saved time and energy. Some other recent feature improvements include automated recurring client payments, electronic secondary insurance billing, and their constantly expanding library of outcome measures. The best time to give Therapy Notes a try is now. Sign up for your free trial by going to therapynotes.com, clicking Start My Free Trial, and accessing your first 2 months free with the promo code CHAT. See why Therapy Notes is the most trusted EHR for behavioral health professionals today.
Therapists ready to stop just listening and start doing? I offer several ways to work with me and accelerate your trauma expertise. You can join my Trauma Therapist Network membership community for ongoing support, book a one-on-one clinical consultation with me for personalized guidance, or buy my course for clinicians on supporting survivors of sexual trauma, and check out the retreats coming up in 2026. All that info and more is on the For Therapists page of Trauma Therapist Network, and you can find a link in the show notes.
That's interesting. It's kind of making me wonder about, you know, looping thoughts in general. Do you think that everyone, even if they don't have an OCD brain, can have the looping thoughts? Or is that just like an aspect of an OCD brain?
What I found is it's an aspect, but I also have, Laura, many people that will say, I don't have OCD, but my thoughts loop over and over. So I use the wording that they use. And okay. if they say they don't have an OCD brain, but they have these looping thoughts, that's how I address it. All we're trying to do is reduce those looping thoughts so they don't control you. Because that's what's happening when people have these continuous looping thoughts going around and around. They can't think of anything else.
Right.
You know, and I'll tell my OCD or looping thought clients, people who don't have OCD will say, I'll deal with that tomorrow. I can let it go. And then they don't think about it for the rest of the time. And people who have OCD can't let that go. It just continues in their head.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, it's making me think of two things. One is, and this is like not necessarily organically OCD. Maybe it is. I don't know. But when someone does a psychedelic journey, and then when they come back from it, they have a thought or a image or something that's stuck. Do you think that this could help with that too, the OCD setup?
I do, though our psychedelic specialist is right here.
Would I didn't know that.
Yeah, I took a year-long course in psychedelic assisted therapy, and I'm working on some brain spotting work around that. Absolutely. I would definitely say usually we're looking at, you know, how do we integrate whatever material came up during a psychedelic experience. That's a whole nother conversation, obviously, but there's so many different, how is the set and setting? Did they go in with intentions? Was it a positive experience, a difficult experience, and all that? But absolutely, you have people that have wonderful experiences, but they're novel, and then the brain spotting can help focus that lens and create it so that we can be in touch with it without being with plant medicine. But it also, when people walk out and they have difficult experiences and get stuck in those loops, it definitely can help people work with the difficulty to minimize that difficulty and also focus in other areas. So great question, but definitely so.
Okay. Well, great. Thanks. That's fortunate that Thad just happens to have that expertise as well.
And we happen to work together.
Yeah.
I know. You know, and what I love about brain spotting as a community, the community of brain spotting trainers and therapists and coaches and others who are trained in brain spotting is that it's such a supportive,
yes,
like okay, curious, enriching growth place that's not hierarchical. And it's all about, you know, expanding knowledge and benefit for more people rather than kind of like the power organization.
Yeah,
I love that.
Absolutely. It's interesting. I flew back from Texas yesterday. I was working at a residential center, and part of the people who worked there were at the training. And, you know, you can use it anywhere and with, you know, anyone. It's just so wonderful, the brain spotting, and people work so well together. They're connecting in. Yeah. How can we support each other? And that's very powerful.
Yeah. I'll just add that I love the modality because it's been something that personally has affected me. I do my own brain spotting work, and I can speak for hours on that end of how it's benefited me. And then obviously it's a large part, not the only part, but a large part of my work in different ways. But also, as you said, the community is so great because it feels like there's room for everybody, and that I don't feel like, oh, because I specialize in performance or psychedelics, right, nobody else, I need to take that and make that only mine. I know plenty of other people in that same place, and we're always inviting each other to meet together, to go to conferences together, all that. So it really does have that inclusive piece. So I definitely agree with you.
Yeah. And how to support one another. I think we're really blessed in so many ways of we're all working together as a team.
That's very true. In fact, today, before our interview, I interviewed Sheree Lindberg.
Oh, yes.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And Cynthia Schwartzberg just like a couple months ago as well. Uh-huh. So, and of course, I've had other brain spotters too.
Yes.
Jana Glass. Yeah. I love brain spotting, and I love the brain spotting community. I love being a brain spotting therapist myself.
Yes.
Yeah. So, in fact, I'll just throw in a plug that I did an intensive with PI in 2022 here in Maryland, and it was really impactful for me personally and professionally. So, yeah, always supporting and loving the brain spotting.
Yeah. The intensives, the 5-day intensives are really wonderful, and what a wonderful way to really pick up more intense brain spotting.
Yeah, I'll say that as well. I did an intensive with PI. Yeah. And again, as far as building confidence and connection with the 10 folks that are in that, I'm still, that was many years ago, and I'm still in really good contact with almost everybody in that group. So I agree with you totally.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's shift gears a little bit and talk a little more in depth about Rocky Mountain Brain Spotting Institute, so that people who are listening now, whether you are trained in brain spotting or not trained in brain spotting yet, you'll want to hear about this. Rocky Mountain RMBI has a lot of wonderful resources to share.
RMBI, Rocky Mountain Brain Spotting Institute, was sort of one of my babies after taking brain spotting. I really wanted to connect in other therapists in the Rocky Mountain region. And specifically, we started with Colorado and how to work together as a team to get RMBI started. We actually worked together from 2008 until we became a 501c3 in 2013. And part of my mission and goal was to give free brain spotting therapy for people who couldn't afford it. So we give up to 10 free sessions in brain spotting. And we actually are currently, through the help of Serene Calkins, our vice president, are doing research on the statistics coming back from people who took
the benefit from the scholarship those 10 sessions.
Yeah. And so that has been a gift for being able to give people brain spotting therapy. And we also have other aspects that are really important. Thad and Jessica Klika run a monthly consultation group for people who are relatively new to brain spotting, phase 1 or phase 2 train mostly, right?
All the way up to consultants. But yes, I mean, definitely for newer folks, we've been running that group for 6 or 7 years now, and it's free monthly. People can email me about it, but it's an opportunity that I didn't have. And I loved brain spotting, but then I almost let go of it because the hospice I was working at didn't want me to use non-cognitive material. So I almost let go of it and connected with PI and some other people. So all of that to say, I started this group so that people who were newer to brain spotting or hadn't been using it as often or wanted to build community, they can come and ask all those questions that maybe in the larger group or once they've been using it for a while and this didn't come up in their, you know, in the training, they can ask those questions they might feel silly about. And so we always have a good core group of people and we always have new people. So I'll just go back and emphasize kind of the bigger things that RMBI does, as Pi was speaking to. So we have our scholarship fund, which is, like Pi was saying, for people that kind of get stuck in that area where they can't afford therapy and or they don't have Medicaid. So they're kind of in that in between. They can apply for the scholarship. And if we are able to look at it and it makes sense for us to be able to do that, then we'll do our best. If not, sometimes people will come with insurance and we'll try to find them a provider, brain spotting provider in their area. And then they can get more than 10 sessions, which is great. And we are doing the research as Pi was talking about. We always need more and more research out there around brain spotting. So that's a very important part to it. And it's building community. So we have in-person happy hours a couple times a year here in Colorado. We have one coming up in May. And then we also have online ones as well, where we try to have 2 or 3 of those for an hour, usually on a Thursday or Friday in the afternoon. So again, if people want to stay connected with us, they can do that in that way. And we put it on and hosted the second international brain spotting conference. And again, plug for Serene Calkins and many of the other people who assisted on that. And hopefully we'll have a third down the line, not too far, but I don't know that we'll be the ones putting that one together.
Probably not.
And then we have those lunch and learn Fridays, which is what Pi was talking about. She'll have one coming up around OCD. I have one in the past around psychedelic therapies and brain spotting. I think we have 35, 40 of them recorded.
Yeah.
So if you become a member of RMBI, then you have access to all of those for free, as well as any of the ones within that year that you're with us. Obviously, you can be there with us much longer, but within that time period, any of the live ones on Fridays, we try to have them about once a month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And those are great because people in general, whether they belong to RMBI or they're a guest for that time period, they come to share how they use brain spotting with their area of expertise. And it's so great. It's such a great learning, you know, for all of us to see that. I think the other thing that Rocky Mountain Brain Spotting Institute is really good at is we have a list of all the resources around brain spotting. If there are videos out or what the research shows, and you can make copies of the research that we have up there so they can read up on brain spotting to see if they're interested in taking any of the classes.
And we also have podcasts that are up around this as well. So
just, no, just share,
really? Yeah.
Oh my gosh, what a shock.
Yes, there'll be another one here in the not too distant future. So yes.
And I also want to say that here are the classes that are listed for understanding brain spotting. There's phase one and then phase two, and trainers teach those. David Gran, who discovered brain spotting, teaches phase three, phase four, phase five, and a master class. And we also have specialty classes, like what people's areas of expertise are and how they use brain spotting. And these are all found on David's website, brainspotting.com.
And I'll just say that we have many other board members who are wonderful, and that they can be found on our Rocky Mountain Brainspotting.com as well. And they, several of them also have specialty trainings, both the hour and a half long versions, but other ones that are coming up. And again, kind of speaking to that place of bring your specialty, you definitely need to have your background and know that area of expertise, but how can you interlay that with brain spotting and the work you do? That's what I like about it is, again, that builds that piece of like, bring what you, the knowledge you have, and how do we work within that frame of working in more of a somatic frame with it.
And I'd like to add one more piece to RMBI that this past year, we've always been more Colorado based, but in this past year, we also took on four new board members, and they're from Idaho and Texas and New Mexico. So our goal this year is expanding Rocky Mountain Brain Spotting Institute to be all up and down, you know, the country and reach out to more people, wouldn't
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the only thing you didn't mention is that as a RMBI member, which I am, I believe I currently still am.
Yes.
you get access to these lunch and learns that you mentioned for free, but they are open to people who are not members also to watch them for a fee.
Yes.
A pretty affordable fee.
Very affordable fee. Yeah. Yes, exactly. So thank you for mentioning that. So that's the place also for curiosity. We get emails all the time with saying, I got trained 10 years ago, or I've been interested, or I'm an EMDR therapist, or and we'll get the information and one of us will reach out to people as they want to learn more about it. So if you're interested, that's a good way. But like you said, if there's a specialty within brain spotting that is something that you'd want to look into, please support us in that way. But you get to learn And then there often is specialty trainings, which would be 1 to 3 day versions of diving deeper into that. So I appreciate you saying that.
Yeah, thank you.
I didn't say this. We also have a directory. And so that's actually very important. So whether, yes, and you're on it. And so.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. And so not only, again, as Pi was saying, it's not just Colorado-centric. It's all across the United States.
Yep.
And so we want to be a hub where anybody, much like some of the other directories are out there, we're obviously brain spotting centric. But if you're looking for somebody, that's the first place I go. If I don't know somebody directly in another state, that's where I'll start to find people. So hopefully it helps the people that are supporting us by sharing their information with people. But it's also a good hub for people that are interested in getting brain spotting therapy for themselves or a loved one to be able to come to us for that.
Yep.
Yeah. And we are all about people trying to find the right help that fits their needs. And there's a lot of noise on the internet. So that's why, I mean, that's one reason I created Trauma Therapist Network. And it's the same with the brain spotting directory and the other directories that are related to specific modalities. Those are good places to, you know, cut out some of the
noise
and and just get clarity about what you're looking for.
Exactly. So,
yeah. RMBI offers so much. Do you still give a t-shirt too when people join? I just gonna check.
We ran out of t-shirts, but
that's a real draw. That's a real draw, in my opinion.
I was an advocate.
I wear that t-shirt so proudly.
So do I. Believe me, I was down in Santa Fe with my family, and I literally ran into somebody on the board, Yael. We were both in Albuquerque at the same time, and I was wearing my shirt. So I was like, great, I was representing. So
that's a great point that Laura makes. We should make more t-shirts.
There we go.
We also did wristbands that said, wait, why am I talking RMBI on them?
There we go.
So yeah,
that's something that we all, that's one thing that every brain spotter knows. Wait, why am I talking?
You got it. You got it.
That and follow the tail of the comet, right?
Follow the tail. Very good.
This is not cult speak. We are just, these are little things like, that you remember when you are.
Metaphors are easy to remember.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Pi and Thad, it's been so lovely to spend time with you again today and to have you here on Therapy Chat. I'm so grateful for everything you're doing in the world that is really important. You're helping so many people with what you do, and I really am so glad to help you let more people know about it. So thanks for being here.
Thank you
so much.
Yeah, really, we both thank it. You.
Yeah.
Thank you, Laura.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Therapy Notes is the highest rated EHR, practice management, and billing software for mental health professionals. Its all-in-one platform is designed to streamline all aspects of your practice, from connecting with clients via secure messages to scheduling, notes, billing, and more. You can trust Therapy Notes has you covered. And one of the best parts? 24/7 customer service with a live person. It's beyond easy to get help over the phone or by email at any time of day from their knowledgeable and friendly representatives. The best time to give Therapy Notes a try is now. Sign up for your free trial by going to therapynotes.com, clicking Start My Free Trial, and accessing your first 2 months free with the promo code CHAT. See why Therapy Notes is the most trusted EHR for behavioral health professionals today.
Therapists ready to stop just listening and start doing? I offer several ways to work with me and accelerate your trauma expertise. You can join my Trauma Therapist Network membership community for ongoing support, book a one-on-one clinical consultation with me for personalized guidance, or buy my course for clinicians on supporting survivors of sexual trauma, and check out the retreats coming up in 2026. All that info and more is on the For Therapists page of Trauma Therapist Network, and you can find a link in the show notes.
Thank you for listening to Therapy Chat with your host, Laura Reagan, LCSWC. For more information, please visit therapychatpodcast.com.